This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An African-American woman's daughter died after a fall in her bathroom in the Tampa area, and ambulance drivers refused to take her to the hospital because they didn't believe she could afford the $300 in their view. All four of them have been put on leave during the investigation. President's top advisors are debating a plan to reduce capital gains taxes without congressional approval. The use of executive power on such a significant change to the tax law would be highly unusual and could be vulnerable to a legal challenge. A new Governmental Accountability Office GAO report reveals serious problems with the Veterans Administration related to holding employees accountable, particularly when it comes to whistleblowing. New Jersey State Legislature is considering funding community journalism so that news in smaller cities and counties continues to be covered. 4 million residents of the Indian state of Assam on the country's border with Bangladesh were left off the citizenship list of India, raising fears that anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant prejudice has risen again in the country. A 2016 Justice Department report found that there are more safety problems in prison, in private prisons, than those run by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The head of CBS, Leslie Moonves, has been accused of rape but has been allowed to stay in his job while an inquiry is being ordered. 9 states and the District of Columbia have filed a joint federal lawsuit trying to block the schematics for the ghost guns that can be produced on a 3D printer from taking effect. For more than a decade, American Express's foreign exchange unit recruited business clients with offers of low currency conversion rates before quietly raising their prices without notifying them and assuming they wouldn't notice. Ivanka Trump has shuttered her namesake fashion brand, claiming she wants to remove questions over conflicts of interest and profiting from her White House position. Colorado has 1 million registered Democrats, 1 million registered Republicans, and 1.2 million unaffiliated voters, all of which is complicated in the race by the Republican candidate for governor named Walker Stapleton, whose great-grandfather was mayor, the namesake of the airport, and elected with the help and as a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.